This morning, I'm pleased to present the methodology and the recommendations from a quality improvement inquiry that occurred last fall in Louisiana's Office of Public Health Nurse Family Partnership Program. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation is to identify realistic, useful methods for inquiry to guide quality improvement in public health programs and to list recommendations following assessment of strengths and challenges within an evidence-based public health nursing program. Just a little bit of background as to the program that we were performing this inquiry. The Nurse Family Partnership, or we call it NFP for short, is an intensive voluntary nurse on visitation program in which registered nurses visit first-time mothers from early in pregnancy until the child reaches 2 years of age. The program is intensive. We visit weekly to biweekly to monthly. The three main goals of the program are to improve pregnancy outcomes, to improve child growth and development, and to improve the mother's self-sufficiency. So through 30 years plus of randomized controlled trials, they have found that substantial improvements in both child and maternal functioning, and also a $5.70 return on investment in using this program. So that just gives a little bit of a background on NFP. And now on to NFP in Louisiana. We began the program in 1999, and it was almost a perfect storm. We had nurses who were trained in public health and in maternal child health nursing, who were very familiar and experienced in being in the homes. And what was happening in the maternity clinics within the Office of Public Health, we weren't needed as much in the clinic because Medicaid was now paying for maternal and child care out into the private sector. Our maternal and child health leadership realized that she had this seasoned, experienced public health nursing workforce, and she discovered the David Olds model, which it was called back then. Now it's called Nurse Family Partnership. It was appealing because of its evidence base. So our maternal and child health leadership sought to begin this program. And I was one of the first nurses who came into the program at that point. So in Louisiana, the funding has grown from $1 million to $12.3 million over the last 10 years. The number of sites has grown from 2 sites to 16. We now serve 52 of the 64 parishes. Parishes are counties in other states. And though we do have a spread in the state, our penetration is only about 15% of the eligible population. And when we began this inquiry last fall, we realized that even though our current FTE with home visitors was able to serve 11.7% of the eligible population, we were only serving 9% of the eligible population. And we figured there will always be vacancies, and maybe we couldn't do much about the 11.7%, but certainly we needed to discover what was going on between the 9.7 and 11.7. In other words, we needed to increase our capacity to serve to the 11.7. So this became Louisiana's NFP quality improvement challenge last year, to maintain productivity of our nurse home visitor caseload at 23 to 25 clients per nurse home visitor, accomplishing at least 37 home visits per month, to maximize program availability and efficiency, and to assess and make recommendations to improve our outreach efforts to produce the adequate caseloads and the completed home visit numbers to realize our programmatic outcomes. The literature review was three-pronged and mostly concentrated on existing formal outreach in maternal and other early childhood programs. So we did reach out to other nurse family partnership programs around the nation to discover what they did in terms of outreach and maintaining their caseloads. We also looked at other early childhood programs, particularly the Healthy Start program, which have a very active outreach component within their program. And our methodology that we used, we developed a written survey, and we surveyed both current and dropout clients about their experiences with their NFP enrollment, not their satisfaction with the program, but what they perceived as what they valued during the enrollment process. We did a telephone survey of those who were declining the program within a certain amount of time last fall. And we also conducted focus groups with NFP personnel, which was made up for the most part of nurse home visitors and supervisors, regarding the outreach processes that they used within their communities. And we did a tabulation of productivity of average team caseload and visit count between July 2007 and December 2009. When we analyzed the data, we did a correlation between caseload count and visit count. In other words, to see if truly our assumption was correct that when you have an adequate caseload, you have an adequate visit count. We also did a comparison of team average completed visit count to program expectations. And like I said, the program expectation is to make about 430 visits per year per nurse home visitor FTE. And we assigned a productivity assignment of meets or exceeds expectations, and I call it MEE for short, of 90% or greater, which is about 383 visits per year per nurse FTE. And then the other assignment was less than expectations, less than 90%. I'm going to skip through these because I'm going to be able to talk about the analysis as I talk about the results. Okay. So, again, our assumption, the relationship between the caseload and the visit count, our assumption was correct, as you can see. It's as you increase your client caseload per nurse, you also increase your visit count. This is a Spearman-Rowe of 0.905 with a p-value of less than 0.001. So our assumption was correct there. Other major findings in the ME versus the LE teams, it seemed that our more productive teams were concentrated in the rural areas. The locality of north versus south didn't make any difference. The ages of the nurses were slightly higher on the less productive teams. I'm smiling because I am one of those nurses. The productivity also seemed to be higher for those nurses who had less years in NFP and less years in public health. Take that the way you want it. Now we'll talk about that a little later. And I do see everyone smiling because some of us are trying to figure out what that's about. Other major findings with the survey that the clients actually completed, these were the results of the Likert scale items, and there were 15 Likert scale items for them to identify that the enrollment process and what they valued in that activity. And for the most part, I have to say that the highest scores in this area tended to show that they valued the fact that they were told that they were going to get education. They were going to learn about their pregnancy, they were going to learn about the baby, they were going to learn about labor and delivery. Those seem very important to them in their decision to enroll in the program. The next two had to do with having the support of an RN for 2 years and an RN availability for that time. Okay. Some other major differences. We found that the fact that they would be nurse visited seemed more important for the 20 to 24-year-olds than it did for the 18 to 19-year-olds. Learning of resources seemed more important for the 20 to 24-year-olds than it did for the 15 to 17-year-olds. And being home visited seemed more important for the 25 to 29-year-olds than it did for the 15 to 17-year-olds. Some race differences. The white clients valued the home visit more than the black clients. The black clients identified meeting educational and work goals more importantly than the white clients. And I'm just presenting to you the statistically significant results here. Black and other clients were more likely to state over the white clients that not letting someone important to me down was an important consideration for enrollment. As far as the referral sources, and this was asked from the clients, and 612 responded to this, the major referral sources that they identified were the traditional public health settings, the public health unit, the NFP nurse herself, the health unit nurses, and WIC clinics that were not necessarily associated with health units. You can see very few referrals from private doctors or from schools. What did they like about enrollment? Talking to someone face-to-face, like the NFP nurse, the personal characteristics of the NFP nurse. They trusted the first person that offered the program to them. They felt no pressure, they knew it was voluntary, and they liked the detailed information they received. What did they not like about enrollment? Some felt that they didn't get enough information. Some felt the timing was bad. They were learning they were pregnant. They were given information about WIC. They were giving information about how to take care of themselves. And then someone said, hey, do you want this program that's going to last 2.5 years? They felt like they needed a little bit more time to digest all the changes that were going on at that particular time. Some of them complained about the criteria for enrollment, that they would have liked to wait and make the decision after 28 weeks, but our criteria is to come into the program before 28 weeks. We asked them why would new moms not be interested in enrolling in NFP, the loan commitment, concern regarding reporting to the Office of the Child Protective Services, fear, denial, thinking they know it all, and also that perhaps they have enough resources within their own family. What should staff do to help new moms decide to join NFP? Tell them great moms are already in the program. Use current NFP moms to help sell the program. Use media more and just learn how to be a salesman. And other comments to help in getting someone to join NFP involve the docs, that they should be emphasizing the program more, and they met the OB doctors. Perhaps enlist clients to pass out literature and open NFP to all incomes. Some of the results from the decliners, which were not as telling as the outreach survey, showed that the majority of the reasons for declining were other, and in other, it was the fact that the staff could not reach them after the referral had come into the staff. It wasn't necessarily that they were declining, they could not be found. Now, these are the major findings in the focus group results with the staff members. And again, we did 15 focus groups around the state last fall. I can tell you my management team was not happy with me. But the results were we confirmed client responses regarding the prime referral sources and the champion within those referral sources. That kept coming up over and over again. If you find somebody that is your champion within those sources, you need to stick to them and you need to contact them frequently. They all identified a need for an improved internal enrollment and tracking system, and some of them felt that, most of them felt that the language of enrollment was pretty standard across the teams. Many of them voiced that there was a challenge to balance the prime role of home visitation and reflective supervision with outreach activities. And what were some of the suggestions for improvement? Incorporate outreach activities into daily operations and the teams, maybe a training in the standard language to enroll clients, and just more and better generalized marketing of the program. And I would say about 80% of the focus group participants identified that we need an infrastructure position to do outreach, marketing, and community relations within the areas that they serve. So what are our recommendations for this? Continue the use of the productivity template, which showed the number of caseload and the number of visits over a period of time to be able to discuss with the teams things they can do to increase, you know, the number of home visits. Sometimes it's as simple as add 2 home visits this month. Use the client outreach and decliner survey and the focus group results to both inform the MEE teams and the LE teams to continue best practices or to explore helpful changes, and to focus our resources on those prime referral sources and those champions. Finally, pilot a community relations outreach specialist position. This is supported by a review of the literature, the client outreach survey results, and the focus group results. Perhaps concentrated in a team that's struggling with productivity, explore grant funding for the position, and perform, of course, process and outcome evaluation of the position, particularly cost benefit. What did we learn? That quantitative and qualitative data informed each other. The focus group inquiry resulted in knowledge of contextual nature of both challenges and solutions. They came up with their own solutions. The direct staff felt listened to, and then the management team gained valuable insight. The recipients of the services are ready and willing to share their perceptions. That was amazing to me. And my time is up.